Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic, any random ass topic that we discuss. Because let me tell you something, it does get random here on the professionally silly podcast. So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I am drunk, okay? So this is gonna be interesting. You know, the fam and I, we went out for some Mexican, okay? It was delicious, all right? And I ordered a sangria. It was delicious. It had like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and I think some apples in that bad boy. Yum, yum. And Chris, you know, my cousin, he ordered a Corona-rita. And he ordered it frozen, not on the rocks, because he's fucking psychotic. And he also ordered a hot and spicy burrito. And in doing so, homeboy, he literally set himself up for failure because then his stomach hurt. He couldn't finish his big-ass Corona-rita, which is like the size of both of our heads put together. It was big as hell. You know what I'm saying? And dinner was on me. You know what I'm saying? My mom was there. My dad was there. He was there. It was me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm paying for this, someone is drinking this shit. So I took it upon myself to finish his drink as well. So I had a 20-ounce sangria and like a 20-ounce frozen margarita that also had a Corona mixed in. So your girl's lit, and this is going to be interesting. By the way, I apologize for the sound of the ceiling fan in the background. If you hear it, I refuse to turn that bitch off. It is hot as fuck, and I'm just not putting myself through it for good audio. I'm not doing it. Even if I was a popular podcast, like My Favorite Murder or, you know, something like that, I would still have my fucking fan on. It's hot as fuck. His Georgia humidity is crazy. Suck it. I'm not. So anyways, last week we had a great time with AI. Okay, so we learned a little about it and had a blast doing it. So I asked an AI to generate a few things for me. A scary story, a stand-up comedy set, and I even rapped, quotes here on the word rapped, a song that AI wrote for me about desserts. It was wild, y'all. So if you missed it, no worries. It is waiting for you. Check it out with a friend and have a few laughs. But today we're going to talk about some of the, this is, again, when I say random, I mean it. We're going to be talking about some of the worst jobs in the world. A men's club that you probably never knew existed. And actually, there is a celebrity right now that is surprisingly has a newborn. You know, that and more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Before we get to the silly, do your girl a favor, leave me a 5-star review and a written review if possible. That'd be great if you would do that. Yeah. Tell people why you love me. I love that. You know, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Hook your Audible Blue thing up with the opportunity to earn more listeners. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download episodes so that you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. That'd be awesome. Let's do that. I came across a club that I had no idea existed. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I can't believe I did that. Oh, I need some water. Son of a bitch. Okay, so I was listening to the Bananas podcast from Exactly Right Media, and Scotty and Kurt were talking about something called a dull men's club, and I had no idea that such a thing existed. So this club might be boring for a few people. That might be just exactly what they want and or need. The Dull Men's Club. Yes, you're hearing this right. The Dull Men's Club. They actually have a website and an Instagram, a Twitter, a Facebook, all of that. I'm going to go ahead and take a visit to the site. Let's go ahead and see what's going on here. So when you click onto the site on the homepage, you see celebrating the ordinary. That right there is the very first thing you see on the page. And it says a place to slow down. Enjoy simple, everyday things. Escape the troubles of life today. We do more than watch paint dry. Okay, so they got a few choices here. They have the about section, safe excitement. I don't know what the fuck that means. Calendar, media coverage. They even have a shop. Let's see what it says. I'm going to click the about section here and give it a read here. It says about us. And there's a quote here. It's okay to be dull. Okay, so this is coming from Grover Click. He apparently is the assistant vice president of the Dull Men's Club highest office, aka Leland Lee Carlson. All right, bud, good job. He's giving like high school principal vibes. So this is this is a place in cyberspace where, I quote here, dullsters, their friends and families and admirers. They have admirers. Their friends and families and admirers can discuss the joys we find in everyday, mundane, dull things. Celebrating the ordinary is our motto. We avoid the glitz and glam. We don't need to keep up with the latest fads. We enjoy what we already have instead of constantly moving on to the next big thing. You know, it actually doesn't sound too bad. It sounds relaxing. We are not always trying to achieve and acquire more. We don't suffer from more-itis. Wow, more-itis. Okay, that is definitely a thing, I feel like, for sure. We avoid today's, open quotes here, busier than ever way of living. For us, it's JOMO, joy of missing out, not FOMO, which is fear of missing out. Oh, okay, the joy of missing out. The DMC, Dull Men's Club, began when I lived in New York City to bypass the glitz and glam of the city with some like-minded friends. We formed a club. We called it the Dull Men's Club. So it started with men, women now belonging too. Each year it produces a calendar focusing on quirky passions. Oh, okay. You know what? Now that I'm reading what it's about, it sounds just ordinary and exciting. So they've got like a few events under their safe excitement. Okay, so let's see what they got here. We've got appreciation of societies, appreciation societies. People who enjoy baked beans, astrophies, biscuits. That's lovely. And look at this, dullmensclub.com. Join me in this. They have a lot of things. There is something, they have an entire segment here or section on the website that is dedicated to park benches. I do not understand. I have to click that. Why? There are literally pictures of different benches on here. I cannot. What? That's a nice bench though. It's like white. It's nice. Today is Sliced Bread's 94th birthday. Oh, this was posted July 7th, I guess. This is July 7th, 1928. First package of sliced bread sold. This historic event took place at the first bakery to use the new bread slicing machine invented by Otto Roeder. I'm sure I said his name wrong. That's another hard word. The Chillicothe Baking Company in Chillicothe, Missouri. I'm sure I said that wrong. So that's interesting. Then there's more information on sliced breads along with a diagram. This is just so safely exciting. What else is on here? Let's see here. Webcam traveling. There's a moose cam, planes landing. There's a bus stop. Okay, that's nice. Okay. This is interesting. So yeah, they've got a lot of random things here. This is actually an interesting interesting little site here. Okay, so they have a table of contents when you click safe excitements, and it says watching paint dry, watching grass grow, wood warping, weather channel, riding through car wash. It's got cheese rolling, to-do list, use by dates, cement, bubble wrap, raking leaves, rain, elevators, escalators, windscreen, windshield wipers. This is just a plethora of things to be interested in, I suppose. You know, this is some dull, ordinary shit.
In the words of one of my actual friends, you're basic. It's a human insult. It's devastating. You're devastated right now.
First of all, freaking love the internet. And there's more on there if you want to go ahead and check it out. You can go ahead and get you a DMC hat if you want. You know, it's in a classic beige color, so, you know, they don't do a lot of colors in the Dull Men's Club. So. If you're intrigued by this, there is actually a club for boring men. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't think random things like this would exist without the internet. I really don't. Or at least it would be harder to find. I don't think you can just like get the white pages back in the day and look up the Dull Men's Club, nor would you even think to look for that. Like, I heard about it on a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's talk about sandwiches. It's a professionally silly podcast. You guys know how I always like to joke about this podcast having random ass topics. So I used to say things like, you never know what the topic will be. Hell, I might even tell you who invented sandwiches, right? So anyways, I've said that a few times. If you're like an avid listener, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I was curious, so I decided to finally figure out who really invented sandwiches. So I went to Google University, and I found out that back in 1762, this dude named John Montagu, I think is how you say his name, I don't know, I'm supposed to know how to pronounce things? No, this is a podcast, not an encyclopedia. I don't fucking know. Ask Siri about it. So, a.k.a. the 4th Earl of Sandwich. It's in the name. So clearly, with that name, you figured out. Yeah, that's the dude I'm talking about. He invented the sandwich. Okay? So according to Google, John was playing cards and didn't want to leave the card table to eat. So he asked the one to bring him some roast beef, you know what I'm saying? But to put it between two slices of bread so he can eat that shit with his hands. I mean, it sounds like the next best thing since sliced bread. You see what I did there? I mean, a joke about bread. Funny. But yeah, now I don't really know like if that's the true story or not, but I clicked several things and that seems to be the story that keeps popping up. But then you have those websites that are like, did the 4th Earl of Sandwich really invent the sandwich? And then there's like stuff, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So, but we're going to go with the one that I said because it's more fun. But when you think about it, either way, it is crazy to think that everything that we enjoy today at some point never existed. Like, think about that. Everything that we have now at some point was never, it wasn't a thing, wasn't even an idea. Some inventions were created on purpose, okay? But if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of them were created on accident. Shit, I can go for a sandwich right now, though. Seriously, for real. Like a Philly cheesesteak. Oh, my God. Like onions and mushrooms with some provolone on that bitch. Oh, that was slap right now. Stop playing. What? Yeah, I would murk a fucking Philly cheese right now. Oh, my God. Anyways, next up. Now I'm hungry. Next up, let's... And I just had Mexican food. What the fuck? Next up, let's talk about some of the worst jobs in the world. Let's discuss that for a second. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. You know, I think if we're all honest with ourselves, I think at some point in our lives, we have all had jobs that we can't stand. Jobs that we hated for several reasons or just disliked, whatever. But for me, I gotta say, one of those jobs on the top for me was being a property manager. And that's hilarious because that was the longest standing job I ever had. I was there for like 8 years, right? Something like that. And that was when I was in Los Angeles. And also currently, being a delivery driver. Can't stand it. So here's the thing. You don't have to like your job to be good at it. I was great at both jobs, but I did not like them, you know, but you would never know. I did a great job, but I didn't like it. Anyways, I didn't like being a property manager because, you know, people suck. They suck. I lived on site and I was stressed all the damn time. Imagine living where you work, where people can just come knock on your door anytime they fucking feel like it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even though you have office hours clearly posted on your door. They just ignore it and knock on the paper that they're ignoring. It was the worst. Also, you have so many different personalities living in one building, and that's constantly flowing. Some people stay for 6 month leases, some stay for a year, some stay for longer, but it's new people constantly. And the stress, it never stopped. So now as a delivery driver, first, I hate driving around Atlanta drivers all day. It's dangerous as hell. Anybody with a Dodge Charger or Challenger can kiss my ass. I'm sure you're wonderful people when you're not inside of your car. But when you're inside your car, you're kind of an asshole. You're a dick. Not to mention the micromanaging that comes from the company that I work for. It can be super annoying. I have a question for you guys. What was the job that you had that you couldn't stand? Let me know in the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group or the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly. So according to nextluxury.com, these are the 21 worst jobs in the world.
In the world.
That's a bold fucking statement. So let's go ahead and get to it here. All right. So number one is crime scene cleaners. Okay, I get that. It's disgusting. It probably has a horrible smell. It's bio waste. There's dead people and excrement. It's a lot. Lots of blood. Maybe brain matter. I don't know. It depends on what crime happened. Because these are people who like go to like tragic accidents and there's like suicides and homicides and just bodily fluids and all kinds of shit. Yeah, I can imagine that nightmares can be. Can grow from a job like that. On here, it says job number two, miners. That's dangerous, not good for your lungs, dark, scary. Okay, that makes sense. A lot of dusty, super humid, and then you're working with explosives. Yeah, all right, okay, I see that. All right, not glamorous at all. Apparently, there's something called an armpit sniffer. That's one.
Ugh.
I don't really need to explain what that is. I feel like it's kind of self-explanatory. They pretty much spend hours sniffing on armpits. And apparently they make about almost $20,000, I think, a year. So good for them. They do it to see if deodorant is effective. Oh, apparently there are other companies that require workers to sniff bad breath and feet as well. Oh, okay. That's great. And also there's someone who gets to professionally sniff candles. So this is great. Number four, animal artificial insemination technician. So pretty much there's a dude who takes their entire arm and they inseminate, impregnate like female animals to get them pregnant. So they stick their whole arm, it's like wrapped up in a piece of plastic, and stick it up their ass or their animal vagina. I don't know the lingo, but you've seen it. That's what they do. And it's gross. All right, next one, logger. Okay, that can be dangerous, you know, cutting down trees. You know, there are a lot of widow makers out there working with power tools. It's hot as shit outside. And apparently, now according to nextluxury.com, it says from 2006 to 2015, roughly 66 loggers die every year. And a lot of non-fatal injuries occurred to falling, exhaustion, and getting hit by equipment. So yeah, that's dangerous. Also, can we stop cutting down the fucking trees? I got in my area, there are like subdivisions and complexes popping up left and fucking right, especially like subdivisions, houses that people can't fucking afford. Yo, we need the trees that we have, bro. Shit is getting wild out here. All right, next one, animal urine collector. Did not know that was a thing. It says here on nextluxury.com, it might just feel like, okay, and animal urine collectors, they often make roughly, about $80,000 a year. Okay. The position requires catching the animal and waiting around for it to go number one. That's when the hard part begins. The worker must carefully and quietly collect the animal's urine. I don't know why that is, but that's what it says on this website. The next one, a server. Makes sense. People are assholes to servers. Long hours, hoping that people actually give you tips because you make below a minimum wage. Customers are just rude as fuck. Things are dirty. You have to do way more than just wait tables. I've been there. I hope I never have to do it again. But a lot of servers, it says the median pay for a server is it's below $25,000 a year. So it's super stressful and they don't get paid enough. And a lot of them don't get benefits. So that kind of sucks. All right, next job, portable toilet cleaner. So the porta potties, the people who clean those, makes sense. But they often make about $51,000 a year. And they clean hundreds of dirty portable toilets.
That's disgusting!
That's gross. If I didn't mention how much that the job made before, it's because it's not listed on this list. So it's just not there. 9, taxi drivers. Especially now, man, with Lyft and Uber, they got a lot of competition. So yeah, they're probably not doing too good right now. I think also doing Uber or Lyft is probably dangerous too. You know, obviously, you know, you have strangers in the backseat of your car going to destinations you've never been. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it says here that actual taxi drivers, I can't speak for Uber or Lyft, but taxi drivers have an annual median pay for $25,980, it says here. So about the same as a server. Not a lot when you think about it. You know, all of the risk of car accidents or getting carjacked or whatever. You know, that can be dangerous. Next one, roadkill collector. Nuff said. It does not tell me how much they make, but I don't need to say more than that. Roadkill collector. That's enough. Next, social worker. The things that they see on a daily basis, the emotional, mental toll that can fucking take. Yeah. And they make about, it says here, nextluxury.com, $47,890, you know, a year or so. And the things that they witness, you know, they should probably get paid a little bit more than that. Next one is manual sewer cleaner. So these are people who clean out the sewers, go down there and take care of shit. You know, they're dealing with like toxic stuff and stinky things and waste and excrement. And they're flushing out blockages and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's gross. A lot of dirty shit in the sewers, bro. And they make about $41,780 a year. And they can get all kinds of like skin diseases and respiratory problems and tough job. What? Paint dry watcher. Well, hello there, Dull Men's Club. This is the perfect job for you guys. Wow. There were some people who actually sit there and watch paint dry. They turn it into a profession. This is crazy. So the primary duty of a paint dry watcher is to watch the paint over time to see how it changes and its durability. It's a tedious job for a small amount of money. The boredom's free. Wow, no thanks. Telemarketer, that's the next one here. Makes sense. I don't really have to explain more than that. It does not share with me how much it pays, but I can't imagine that it's a lot. Fast food cook is the next one. I think we kind of get that. It's hot in the kitchen. People are rude as fuck. The hours are long. The pay is low. And the blood pressure and cholesterol is going to raise because you're going to eat that shit when you're there all day. So no thanks. I believe that. Pest controller. These are people who like go into people's houses and their homes and places of business and they fucking hunt like rats and wasps and ants and roaches and shit and spiders. Ugh. So it says here, the nextluxury.com, $35,610 yearly, although they do sometimes often work on contract. So this is gross. All of these jobs don't seem that great, but they are necessary. And anyone who does it, any of these jobs that I name, yo, you are fucking awesome. The next one is the King's Guard. Yeah, did you guys peep the coronation? Yeah, me neither. Okay, so it says... Okay, let me see here. It says certain level of prestige and honor. It's also one of the worst jobs in Britain. It says the soldiers spend hours preparing, pressing, and cleaning their uniforms. Their boots and clothing must be spotless to pass kit inspection before taking command of their spot. Wow, the most challenging part is dealing with obnoxious tourists. I believe it. People scream at them and touch them and try to get them to break, but they always, like, they keep it down. They keep their calm until they just randomly yell and scare someone. That's just funny. I love those kind of videos. Retail salesperson, been there, will never do it again. Most salespeople are underpaid, it says here, making close to $24,200 if they have a good year. That might be if you get a bonus. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And dealing with all the customers. If there is a way to have a job where you didn't have to deal with people and still had a good time, that'd be great. Pet food taster. What? First of all, I've tried pet food and treats. They're disgusting. These people should be fired. No flavor whatsoever. Yo, okay. It says here, it says, since dogs and cats can't communicate, there's only one other suitable taste tester. Humans. Pet food taster might seem like an easy job, but the position requires the workers to try a wide range of pet food. They chow down on dog food. It's more challenging than Santa's little helper. Makes it seem. There's always a danger of trying a contaminated batch leading to food poisoning. First of all, pet dog food, cat food is not meant for humans. So how do we know if it tastes good? Dogs and cats lick their assholes. They don't give a shit about flavor, bro. Like, I've seen dogs literally lick the floor and there was nothing. They're just licking the floor. What? This job is not very important. All right. Next up, we got grave diggers. Enough said. It does not tell me how much they make yearly here, but it's a super physical job. It's exhausting, and you're working around dead bodies every day. Like, it's a lot. No thanks. The last one here is parking enforcement, 100%. When I lived in Los Angeles, every parking enforcement person I saw was the immediate enemy. I hated them. They were the worst because there's nowhere to fucking park in Los Angeles. The signs are confusing as shit. Parallel parking is impossible. Parking garage, where? Like, it's ridiculous. It's so dumb. And the parking enforcement, they pretty much pay for Los Angeles. It's Hollywood and parking enforcement. That is how Los Angeles is so expensive. Those two places, those two things are paying for everything. It's insane. It is insane. Fuck parking enforcement officers. I don't give a shit. Let me fucking park. So those were the 21 worst jobs in the world. I believe it. Next up, which celebrity just had a baby and it surprised everyone? Let's find out. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So a well-known celebrity and actor has had another child, and many are shocked. And no, it's not Nick Cannon this time, okay? The man I'm talking about is Robert De Niro, okay? He just had a baby, his seventh child, at the ripe age of 79. So go ahead, my guy. Go ahead and get it. Yo, I'm proud of him. He's still getting some, and his man juice is still work. So Daddy De Niro is at it again. So apparently he was being interviewed by ET Canada, and the person interviewing him said that he was a father of six. And De Niro corrected this reporter and said, nah, you got it wrong, my guy. I got seven children. One popped out not too long ago. Okay, now those weren't his exact words, but close enough.
I know you have six kids.
Seven, like, actually. I just had a baby.
Seven? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The last woman he has been seen with was back in July 2022. It was a woman named Tiffany Chin. So she's actually a martial arts instructor, which is kind of cool. So Robert's oldest kid is 51 years old. His youngest is 11. Well, I guess that's not the youngest kid anymore. He just popped another one out. So I will say this. I feel like there's no way Robert was on top. Like, you know, I'm sure like he was on the bottom, you know, the night that his little one was conceived. I mean, he's older now. Yeah, I assume he just kind of lays there and lets the martial arts instructor do her thing, you know. Because I'm saying, when I'm in my 70s, yo, I'm not moving. I'm tired. Do what you got to do. Just don't wake me up. I'm exhausted. I have a knitting class tomorrow. I don't have time for this. Yo, next, a sequel to one of my favorite movies might be in the works. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, Smile Squad. So according to USMagazine.com, Lindsay Lohan is not Lohan. Apparently, we've been saying her name wrong for years. She has finally corrected us. It is Lindsay Lohan. And Jamie Lee Curtis might be talking about doing a sequel for Freaky Friday. So Freaky Friday came out back in 2003. And I was in high school when it came out. And I fucking loved it. A mother-daughter fighting all the time, and then all of a sudden they switch bodies and they have to be one another. The mom has to go to high school, the daughter has to go to work. It's funny, it's cute, it's just a plain fun ass movie. I loved it. Apparently, New York Times confirmed that Disney has confirmed a sequel will actually be coming. So I believe that they are still working on the screenplay. I look forward to seeing where they go from with the storyline. It's going to be great, you know. Are they going to continue from where it left off? Well, obviously not from left off. Lindsay Lohan is in her 30s now, so she's no longer in high school. But I am wondering what they're going to do with that. I'm super excited about that because it's nostalgia for me. It's nostalgia, and I can't wait to see. Now, I'll be honest with you. I am normally over reboots and sequels, but if they do this one, I will go see this one in theaters. I will support it, but they better not fucking ruin it. Damn it. They better not ruin it. I swear to God. They better not ruin it. Okay. I do look forward to the Coen duel that's Lohan and Curtis put together. I tried to Bennifer them like Jenna Bennifer. All right. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I hate myself. That was horrible. All right. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Robert De Niro will never be a member of the Dull Men's Club because he just won't. I mean, he's having a baby at 79. That man is not boring. Also, sandwiches are fucking awesome. I love sandwiches. Professionally Silly Life Rules. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love your what? Yes, your ears. I'm sure you all said it. I'm still drunk. I faked it as hard as I could. I hope that I did a good job. subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and or a written review on this podcast, especially if you are blessing me with your presence through Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That would be really helpful. Help me grow. I cannot do this without you guys. It's way more important than you think it is. If this is your first time listening, come back and join in on the silly. And be sure to binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet. Start from the beginning and grow with me. It's been a journey. It's definitely been a journey. Also, be sure to share this podcast with a friend because you don't want to hog all the silly to yourself. You don't want to be a silly hog. Don't do that. It's rude. Check out the Professionally Silly Podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook once again. If you have any silly story ideas or topics you want me to discuss, or you need some advice, or you want the opinion of your P Silly fam, the Smile Squad, or maybe you just want to tell me that you enjoyed the podcast and you want to like let me know. I would love that. That makes me feel so good. Yo, hit me up at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or you can leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. And if you want to be anonymous, be sure to let me know when you contact me. All right. So check out the show notes down below for all the bonus information, my social media stuff, my email that I just mentioned, my podcast phone number, which is also that I just mentioned. It's all down there. My link tree has a link to all my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, both of my YouTube channels, all of that in one spot. And for those of you that are interested in, you know, sending me that snail mail, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. It is also down in the show notes as well. And you can send whatever you would like, and I will open it in an unboxing video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, so you can join in on the silly. Visually, it gets so much worse. I'm a horrible content creator, so make sure you subscribe. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for joining and listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. I'll leave you with this. Do you guys think that it's ever possible that maybe, just maybe, one of us has already come across a serial killer and they were just like, not my type, and just kept walking? Like, could that have happened and we just didn't fucking know? Yeah, these are the things I think about that just randomly come to my mind. Yeah, it's silly, I hear. Yeah, that was creepy as shit. I'm drunk, that's why they call me drunken bitch. I'm drunk, that's why they call me drunken bitch. I'm drunk. That was like my version of Slim Shady. They call me Slim Shady. I'm back. I wish I could freestyle. That would be cool.